Okay, Beis Hashem, today we're continuing in the first parak of Maseches Kiddushin. We are up to parak Aleph, Mishnah Ches. So the Mishnah talks about, since we were just talking about which mitzvos women are chayiv in and which mitzvos they are pater in, so we're going to talk about other mitzvos that women do not do. Hasmichos, when it comes to smicha on a korban, which is something that the bailum of a korban sometimes is obligated to put his full weight on the korban by leaning on the korban, vatenufos, and other korbanos require waving certain things. So the hagashos and bringing a korban mincha to the mizbeach, vahakamitzos, and taking three fingers full of a korban mincha of the mixture of the flour and the oil from the korban mincha, vahaktaros, and burning korbanos on the mizbeach, vahamalikos, and the malika that you do on a korban oaf, which is using your fingernail to cut it from the back of the neck, vahazos, and the sprinkling of the blood of korbanos, vahakabalos, and receiving the blood from the animal that you shech. All of these things men do and women do not do. When it comes to smicha, when it comes to tenufa, it's done by the bailum of the korban. So what if the bailum is a woman, meaning she could be the bailum of a korban, so still she doesn't do them. All the other things are just things that are avoda, that are done by kohanim, and a woman doesn't do avoda. But it is possible that a woman's a bailum of a korban and doesn't do those first two things. Chutz mimin chasotu nazira shen menifos, except tenufos can be done with when it comes to two particular karbanos, the karban mincha of a sota, so that we discussed how the kohen is maniach yado tachas yado. You remember when we learned mincha sota, and they do the whole waving, and also the mincha of a nazira, which we learned about in Maseches Nazir, that a woman also can be a nazira. So there's a waving that she does where they use the part of the animal and part of the mincha together, where they wave it together. Okay, moving along now to Mishnah Tes. Kol mitzvah sheitzuliyah ba'aretz. Any mitzvah that is dependent on the land itself, meaning it's an agricultural mitzvah, it's about the karka, einu heges al ba'aretz. Such mitzvahs are only meant for Eretz Yisrael. V'she'einu tuli ba'aretz, but let's say a mitzvah shebegufo, a mitzvah that one performs on their body, with their body, eating matzah, keeping Shabbat, something like that, no heges bein ba'aretz bein v'chutz la'aretz. Such mitzvahs apply both in Eretz Yisrael and in chutz la'aretz. There's a famous Ramban where he says that it's really just practice. He doesn't really mean just practice. We're obviously obligated to do it. The Ramban is not going to go against the Mishnah. We're obviously obligated to do it. It means that every mitzvah only comes to its fullest meaning and its fullest impact in Eretz Yisrael, in a society that's built around mitzvahs. But nevertheless, we're obligated to do all mitzvah shabaguf, even outside of Eretz Yisrael. Chutz min ha'orla v'aklayim, except for orla applies even in chutz laretz. Orla is the first 3 years after you plant a fruit tree that the fruits are asur bahana. That applies even in chutz laretz. And kalayim, when you have grain and grapes growing right near each other, that applies in chutz laretz as well. Rabbi Elazar Amar af min ha'chadash. Rabbi Elazar says that even chadash applies in chutz laretz, not only in Eretz Yisrael. So let's review what we learned today. Today we learned Mishnah Ches and Teso. In Mishnah Ches we said that there are a number of things in the Beis Hamikdash that a woman does not do. Even if she's the owner of a carbon, she doesn't do smicha or tenufa, and she doesn't do any of the avodos like hagasha, kamitza, haktara, malika, Hazar Kabbalah, we said that there are two types of tenufos that a woman does do, and that's by a korban sota and by a korban nizira. And then in Mishnah Tes we said that any agricultural mitzvah only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Any mitzvah shebeguf applies even in Chutz La'aretz, except there are two agricultural and possibly three that apply even in Chutz La'aretz, namely Arla and Kalayim, and Rabbi Elazar thinks Chadash as well. Okay, but from tomorrow we will pick up with Mishnah Yud.